interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello there, friends. March is here, and one of the things that can cause stress in one's life is moving, right? People say it's daunting, it's overwhelming. At White Glove, we're here to make it easy. It's always a free estimate, whether you're moving locally or nationwide. But I always say to folks, you know, depending on where you are in your life and what stage you're at, hiring a mover could literally help save a marriage.
Yes.
Now, it just so happens to be that in the studio, I have a resource to do just that. And it doesn't necessarily pertain to moving. But I thought it would be a fun intro to help lighten things because marriage is important. It's a vow. You take it. It is really quite sacred. And some of us are lucky to only do it once. Some of us might take a second stab at it. Maybe even three. Who am I to judge? But I am excited that here in the studio, I have Michelle Hayes with Monarch for Love, a marriage transformation coach. She's a columnist, an author, a podcaster. And you have a real passion for seeing families, couples, persevere, stick through, side by side, right? I mean, this is something that in today's society, you can walk away.
And so easily.
So easily.
Yes.
And you're saying don't.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying thank you for inviting me first.
Yes.
It's an honor to be here. I'm really excited
here.
About that. Mm-hmm. And I think that what happens is our marriage, we struggle in our marriages because most of us believe that love should be enough.
Ah.
And love is not enough. Most marriages end because of lack of skills. They don't know how to create emotional safety. They don't know how to express themselves in a healthy way because we get very emotional and all of that. And that happens in a move as well. I mean, moving is definitely stressful on a marriage. I know you mentioned that, so I have to add about that.
Yeah.
I've moved 3 times in the last like 3 years. We downsized and then our place wasn't ready and then we had to move again. But I remember how stressful it was and definitely hire someone to help you.
Right? Step one, hire professional help. But in all honesty, Michelle, and coming with your expertise, why do you think so many marriages struggle today?
I think that we don't have the skills necessary to create the kind of marriages we want. We're kind of thrown into our marriages without any skills. No one teaches us the skills that we need to that love actually requires. It's not just, oh, let's just throw it out there and see what happens. And that's what happens. So many people don't have great role models growing up. Our society doesn't teach us this. We are disillusioned with rom-coms and movies and books and all of these things. And it gives us a false sense of what love is supposed to be like.
Ah, so we're kind of just chasing that feeling of love.
Yes, we chase that feeling of love and we're not taught the skills required to sustain that love.
Interesting. So love is a decision and it's supported by skills.
That is correct. That is what I say all the time. And the part that's tough is that people feel like their partner's never going to change, or they've been doing this kind of thing in their relationship for such a long time, and they don't have the hope and understanding that skills can be learned. And when they are learned and practiced and applied, something magical happens in our relationships. We start feeling emotionally safe, and that creates a completely different dynamic in the home. And for the family and the kids and all of those things.
All right. So how can someone tell if they have a love problem versus, let's say, a connection problem?
Okay. Well, the thing that really stands out to me a lot, because I see different kind of couples, the couples who still care still have love there. It's the couples that have contempt and they're just can't stand each other. Mm-hmm. And they say things like, oh, my husband will never change, or my wife is always nagging or always complaining, because that's the narrative they've been telling themselves. But even in that sense, we have so much power to create exactly what we'd like to have if we're vulnerable. And so many of us don't want to be vulnerable anymore. We lose that emotional safety that we had when we all first started dating one another.
Sure.
And everything's very easy, and we don't say anything for those little red flags that happen. We think, oh, we're going to get married, and it's going to all be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And for a good time, a portion of it, yeah, that's true. But when life starts happening, kids start coming, stress, we react differently and we stop responding and we stop seeing the good in the partner that we chose. We chose them, our
right.
partners, whatever relationship we're in, we chose it. We chose them because we loved them. We thought that they were the best person in the world.
And then somehow all of this life happens,
yeah.
by golly. All right. So now what's something that you would suggest to our listeners? Because I personally love good anecdotal stories. So we need examples.
Okay.
Yeah, Michelle.
All right. I got to give you a little story first.
Okay, please.
On mine.
I
got divorced from my first marriage. And I believed 100% that my husband didn't love me. Because I thought, oh my goodness, if he's doing these things, he clearly doesn't love me.
Right.
And many, many women are caught in that gap. They're like, does he even love me anymore? I'm giving everything. I'm doing everything. And we chase the feeling of love. And then our men feel like they're never enough.
Mm.
And then they are like, no matter what I do, it doesn't work. So then they shut down and they stop trying.
So then they do nothing.
So then, right, because
right.
It's easier. But I found that in my own marriage that I have now, I've been married to my husband, Brian, for almost 14 years in April. And it takes courage to talk about things that are uncomfortable. So one of the things that we have to do in our relationship that really makes a huge difference is being comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I sometimes share things with Brian and I have this rule that I wait 24 hours before I start saying anything to really calm myself down and regulate myself and think, okay, is this really something worth having this conversation about? Because that's another thing. We bring up the past. We have a lot of different things that don't build emotional safety that happens in our marriages. And those are concrete things that are like name calling, yelling, all of those things. Who wants to be yelled at when something's not going right? If we seek understanding of one another, it changes the dynamics when a person knows that they're loved and that what they feel is important. And that's like a simple thing. You can say, hey, I see that this really means a lot to you and I want to understand you. And it literally shifts everything.
Sure. I could see how that could change the mood. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing that I think is really is important is how we regulate ourselves. We all get triggered. We all have childhood trauma. We all have things that have happened in our lives. And those things are inevitable. But the person that we marry, the job that they're supposed to do is we're supposed to heal each other as a couple.
Right.
Instead of believing that they're against us or that they're trying to make us feel unappreciated or unloved or taken for granted. There's so many deep things that we feel and we tell ourselves these stories. He doesn't love me because if he did, he would come home when he said he was going to come home. He would help me with the household chores. And the same thing goes for men. I mean, they don't always feel loved. They feel criticized and they feel like, oh my goodness, I can't do anything right. Mm-hmm. And like my husband, Brian, and I have learned to create emotional safety. And there's so much power in that. And it's a skill. It's something that we learn how to do. And one of the things that creates emotional safety is saying something like, when you're triggered, you say something like, am I going to be kind now? Am I calm enough to be kind?
And take that moment to process.
Yeah, because so many of us are reacting, not responding. Reacting and responding are very, very different. Mm-hmm. It's easy. And I don't want anyone to think that you're ever going to have a perfect marriage, because all marriages have challenges, mine, yours, everyone else's. It's what we choose to do inside our marriages that create either a fulfilling, happy marriage or a marriage that love continues to erode.
Valid. Mm. Very valid. That's a very useful tool. And here on your notes, when you say, am I calm enough to be kind? If the answer is no,
yeah,
then do not speak.
Yeah.
Hold off.
Yeah.
That's powerful in and of itself. It seems so basic, yet I feel as though we need reminders. I'm a little spicy Latina. I'm going to need that reminder in my own brain.
But it's true, because we're reacting. And when we're upset and we're triggered, we react. And it's human nature to do that. Mm-hmm. It's not like we're doing anything wrong. It's we were not taught the skills that we needed to self-regulate, to pause and say, okay, wait, that totally triggered me, what he said. Is that really what he meant? And that's another good tool. I always say to Brian, I do it my best. There's no always. We do the best we can. But I say something like, hun, this is what I heard you say. Is that what you meant?
Ah, little playback.
It's that mirror of, because we think that our partners mean one thing and they're trying to communicate another thing.
Sure.
And we think that we're all great communicators. And the truth is, it's not a skill that we were taught.
And so when you are working with couples, how many skills are you working with them to hone in on? Or is each couple different?
Each couple is different because everybody has a different dynamic that's going on in their relationship. Some people have it easier and other people have it really challenging. Mm-hmm. There's different things that happen. Some people have betrayal. Some people have, you know, loss of trust, or something happens that breaks down something that they lied about. There's all different things. We're all human. We make mistakes.
Right.
And that figuring out, okay, what can I forgive and what is a deal breaker for me?
Right.
And there are deal breakers for everyone, but you have to know what your deal breakers are.
Interesting. Interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning in, we're chatting with Michelle Hayes, Monarch for Love, monarchforlove.com, marriage transformation coach. She's an author, a podcaster, and a columnist. How often does the column air?
Runs once a month.
Okay.
It's in the Happy Herald and the Lighthouse Point magazine. And sometimes the publisher puts it out to different areas.
What was your recent column about?
What's the one that I did most recently? I do so many of them. The most recent one I think I did was how to, what was it? Oh, I can't think of it.
I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be sorry.
It would just be so fun, because sometimes reading a column can help figure out, it can certainly send some sensors to the reader. Like, oh, wait, this is definitely expertise. I want to make that connection.
Yes.
And I always love a good author.
I have all different kinds. I have How to Fall Out of Love, which was a really popular one.
Oh.
Because I spend a lot of time sharing how people could you know, create better marriages. And most people get stuck and they don't believe that it could work for them. So I started giving them a list of all the things to do if you want to fall out of love. And that was such a powerful one.
Right.
Because, you know, I put the things in there. Hey, you don't, you know, you lie, you don't, you have social media cheating and micro cheating and all these different things. And I have couples that like rip that out and say, oh my gosh, we had to call you because we're doing everything here, but we do love each other.
Ah.
And that's the thing. Love is not enough. Love is a decision supported by skills. And those skills, when we learn them, we are more confident in our relationships. We communicate with more ease in a way that our partner can receive, you know, because so many of us get defensive, and it happens. It happens to the best of us. And like I like to say is, I'm not better than anyone else. I'm just better than I used to be. And everyone can learn the skills.
Touche, Michelle.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. We're chatting with Michelle Hayes, Monarch for Love. There's more in store. Don't go anywhere. Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Are you a therapist or a nurse seeking the multi-state compact license? In the state of Florida, these and many other industries require a Level 2 live scan background check for clearance to work in your industry. A1A Fingerprints is your certified live scan source from Broward to Brevard. And if you're a medical provider, you need to be registered on the ACA web portal. A1A Fingerprints will help you navigate and comply with the law. Call 772-494-6556 or visit a1afingerprints.com. A1A Fingerprints.
Hey, you! Host your very own show every week at Evergreen Media Network in Vero Beach. Go live to YouTube and Facebook with up to 4 people and your very own producer. Be heard on more than 15 podcast platforms and local radio. All you have to do is show up and talk. Your guests can join from anywhere in the world. It's easy to get started with the largest podcast studio on the Treasure Coast. Contact Evergreen Media to tour the studio.
The rock opera that still shakes the stage. Raw emotion and an electrifying score that defined a generation. Jesus Christ Superstar. The last week of Jesus' life, told entirely through iconic rock music. Feel it. Believe it. Live it. It's now playing at Vero's beautiful Riverside Theater. Get your best tickets now at the box office or riversidetheater.com.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today. Welcome back, friends. Anna Valencia, Tillery, your happy hostess with the Mosa. Shout out to our friends at True Color Salon and Spa. We're talking about marriages on the show, and sometimes feeling like your best version of yourself on the outside just as much on the inside is important, and True Colors can help you with that. They have weekend and evening hours. Yes, it's in Vero, but it's worth the drive, my friend. 6,000 square feet of pampering, whether it's skin, massage, hair, nails, they do it all with a 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. I was just there last week, experienced a great massage. I came back feeling Like, whatever my husband said, I was happy to accommodate. It was a great way to be. I'm just saying. So think about that from our friends at True Colors. Shout out to Union Home Mortgage, Shannon and Lucy. This is all they do. So lending, whether you're upsizing, downsizing, adding to your real estate portfolio, maybe you want to purchase land and build a custom home, multifamily type style. All of these things can happen, and Shannon and Lucy would love to do a complimentary consultation with you so they can get you into the home of your dreams that you can love and afford. And finally, Michelina's. Michelina's, they're in Stewart on US 1. Talk about delicious Italian cuisine. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 3 to 9. They do catering, and it doesn't have to be just Italian food. They can get creative with you based on what your event is. But they also are the host of our Treasure Coast Premier Women's Network Luncheon when we meet in Stewart, which is always that third Wednesday of the month. I love Michelina's. I know you will. Take advantage of their great specials and dessert. Oh, my gosh. Have you ever had chocolate lasagna? It's insane. It's insane. I love it. So here in the studio, we have Michelle Hayes, Monarch for Love. She's a marriage transformation coach. And I feel like sometimes taking advantage of going out to dinner and loving that time together when there's not the pressure of cooking and cleaning, that can be good for a marriage.
It is, as long as you don't bring your phones with you.
Ah, look at this little rule and the skill she's teaching us.
Well, it's a big thing, right?
Sure.
How many couples do you see sitting at a restaurant and they're both just looking at their own phones?
Yes, it happens a lot.
It does. It happens to my husband and I. But then we kind of look at each other and we gently both put our phones down.
Right.
But the better thing to do is not take them. Say, listen, we're going to leave the phone in the car for an emergency, but let's just enjoy each other and have a nice dinner and connect, because we don't always have time to connect. We're so stressed out. So busy, and busy is the enemy of love.
Now, over our commercial break, we were able to remember that the column that love does not need a holiday.
That's right. I was doing I do them way in advance, like I said. So, but this month for February was love doesn't need a holiday, that we need to be thinking about love not only on this one Valentine's Day. We need to be doing those things that create love throughout the year.
Now, one of the skills you had mentioned to us was that if you're triggered or if the moment is intense, to say to yourself, am I calm enough to be kind?
Yeah.
And if not, then you better pause and transition. You gave us another skill in the first half. Where we can kind of reiterate what we heard.
Yeah, mirroring. You say, this is what I heard you say. Is that what you meant? Very powerful.
Very powerful.
Right.
So now, as we have another minute or so left of the broadcast, what are some of your final thoughts for our listeners? And of course, we want them to hop on your website. So if they think that this could be useful for their marriage, they can, of course, make that time and see you.
Well, I think the number one thing is that if you're feeling stuck in your marriage, it doesn't mean your marriage is over. It just means that what you've been doing isn't working. But you have a choice. You can choose something different. You can choose to learn the skills, because the couples that are happy, they're not fighting. They're just deciding to love intentionally. On purpose. They're doing the things necessary to create love.
Wow. That's valid.
Yeah.
That's really valid.
It definitely is.
So when we learn those skills, we don't just save relationships, we change families. It's monarchforlove.com, and that's also the podcast.
Yes, that's the podcast, and also on all social media platforms is going to be Monarch for Love.
Wonderful. Until next week, friends. Cheers.